closest thing to you is your character, and it is self-admiring, self-loving. You don't understand that the self could not be the subject of love. Why? Because it's not this obvious and clear. This feeling that we are talking here is obvious. Yes, it's not desirable to the animal because you should put aside your ego. Then, let me tell you about it. You don't understand what I'm talking about, do you? I'm talking about the human relationship. Tell me, what is a human relationship? You have to remember. It's Ayaz and Sultan Mahmud. Sultan Mahmud means the most appreciated king. So he is the king. The other one is the slave. But he is in love. And king loves him. It's not the relationship that you know. When I say your relationship with the people, what do you think of? What's in it for me? Where I'm clever, what I'm receiving and all that. This is another story. Listen carefully. A spiritual poverty is your Mahmud. That king most appreciated is a spiritual poverty. Father. Not to having anything. Poverty is by choice. I choose the poverty. Why? Because I look at you and we see that whatever you gather around doesn't make you happy. But for me, not being at the center of everything is lovingly good. I feel good. Ah, far on Mahmud to say being there, Kamshanos in Maldare, Tab El Mosel. You are listening to this. This belongs to that animal. Listen to the heart, which is talking differently. He's talking about the patience. He's talking about trusting someone. He's talking about when you are talking and you are listening and you are doing it. Normally it's not. When you talk about good subjects. You want to look good. You lie, you cheat. Okay. Then, next step, again, another cheating. And when you cheat, morning to night, every day, more than 1,000 times, what we call you? Clever. Are you clever when you're cheating? That cleverness is for animal. We don't call that fellow clever. لَيْسَ لِلْمَعْضِينَ هُمُ الْمَوْتِ إِنَّمَا means another paragraph that I will tell you this with another language, another story of another space and time. You know why? Because you are silly and you think that everything is happening right now in existence. The part that you don't understand is non-existence. If there is no non-existence, there is no existence. Existence is the other side of non-existence. Whatever exists, it hasn't existed before. This is all these changes. Therefore, stop crying about the pain that you have, because you are making those pains happen. Have you seen the next paragraph? Returning once more to the story of the Sufi and Fazi. Now, we put this judgment of you, that judge, in front of a Sufi who thinks differently. Now you see what will happen, what are we talking about? Sufi is the fellow who believes in non-existence and he understands it all. The judge, no. Judge is following law. Self-made law. Who has made the law for the judge? Himself, to be happy. This is the donkey, this is the monkey. Then, long, long paragraph about how this happens and how should you react. Again, تیره شدن قاضی از سیدی درویش. Now the judge is judging that, why did you not him, that fellow who was sinless, who was a good man, but so he will be angry, he will judge. Then the question of Sufi and Qazi, then the answer of Qazi to Sufi, and so on, and so on, and so on. So read all this together and understand this simple subject of judgment. To understand why should you stop judging the other people. If you want to judge and practice, judge yourself. That's the real practice. That's the way you could improve and become better and better and better. Then we change the story to someone who wants everything without really trying for it. And you will see how ridiculous he is. You are, sorry. Till next time, Ma'as Salaam.